Next up, we've got Bucket Hat Bobby Matheson with the Flameproof Polka.
Flames we're throwing, the fire's growing, arson seeds I have been sowing. This burning burden comes from knowing the fire needs me to stoke her. Molotov cocktails on the house, drenched in petrol, clothing doused. We sneak in, quiet as a mouse, to dance the flameproof polka.
And I just want to come out and say right off the bat and just show my musical biases here, but I absolutely love the Tom Waits album Rain Dogs, which has a number of kind of twisted polkas on it. And I've drunkenly swayed back and forth at the Blue Moon Tavern in Seattle while Jason Webley sung and played accordion and pounded with a giant jug full of coins on the floor. And this is the sort of style that this song is going for, and I absolutely get what it's trying to do, and for me, it totally works. I think the klezmer sound is just dead on, with the accordion and the hammered dulcimer sounding just particularly good to me. The changes in tempo are all just super well executed, and I think they're totally idiomatic to the style, so they sound completely natural in the context of the song. There's this line about the fire dwindling, and then the song slows down as the fire dwindles, and then it speeds back up when the fire is rekindled, which I think is super effective. When it speeds up, like, it's just exciting again, and it builds that energy, and it's great. I think Bobby's voice here is excellent. Like, he's really leaning into the performance, and in his role of the caller of this demonic polka, I think he just nails it. And I'm totally into the song. I love his, like, evil laughs and some of his various vocalizations he does, encouraging the band to pick it up at the end, you know, where he has all these sort of yips and yelps. Maybe some of those are slightly overdone and I dial that back 20% or so, but it's a minor complaint. I love this song, and it's definitely going to be high up in my rankings.
Yeah. I think that in terms of practicality, it must be difficult to follow the way that the fake drums gradually and seemingly constantly are changing throughout the song, but some of the playing and the singing is definitely not on the beat, and which makes me think then, well, why have that beat at all? I'm not sure that it added all that much, and now it just distracts because I can hear that that the playing and the singing is not quite on there. But, you know, like Chumpy said, I like how the tempo changes were used to accentuate the fire and then to, you know, mark the fading of the fire and then to bring it back, you know, as the tempo changes kind of reflected all that. And that was great. And it was incorporated very well. I like the lead vocal performance a lot, even or maybe especially those grunts and that scatting at the end, which I think it was fine. I don't think it needs to be 20% down at all. Yeah.
Yeah. Pick it up.
Yeah. The lyrics are pretty interesting too, and they remind me a little bit of Jerkatorium's Flamethrower song, like only thematically though. But in this song, do I have it right that it's about arsonists that set houses on fire and then go dance inside the burning houses?
Maybe. Yeah, something like that.
It seems kind of like a pretty wild concept, if that's the case, and if I didn't get it right.
Yeah, I think it would be fun once.
I think it probably wouldn't be fun, but it's kind of, you know, mania of any sort is kind of nice to hear presented in music,
yeah.
I think. Yeah, I read the lyrics the same way, that, yeah, they're going and burning these houses down and going in and dancing in the fire, but I thought this was really well done. I think this is probably my favorite song in terms of the way that they incorporated those tempo changes into the song itself, because, yeah, it did work well and organically with the genre and also worked well with the lyrics and working alongside what was happening lyrically. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was just a fun song. You know, it's probably not something that I would go back and listen to a million times, but I enjoyed it when it came up.
Some parallels with this song and I think Jim of Seattle's Fish Song.
Sure.
Yeah, musically, but I like...
Wait, it doesn't rhyme fire with fire a million times, right?
Yeah. But it also just felt like a song that was kind of evolving a bit more, I guess, than that one. I don't know. I mean, I guess there were... It also had all those kind of like, you know, shouts and, you know, background things happening. But for whatever reason, that just felt like it kept on going. And this one felt like it had more of a natural ebb and flow.
I think I got a little more klezmer from this one than I did from the Jim of Seattle one, which is nice. Oh, wait, now I get it. So Jim of Seattle stole the clarinet that should have been in this song.
And I don't know if a hammered dulcimer would have sounded good in Jim's song, but...
The line about coals upon our playful pyre, I know that colder is supposed to rhyme with smolder, but every time I heard that, I was like, oh, the fire's going to go higher. It's like, oh, no, it's getting colder. And then I always felt this kind of like slight disappointment when I got to that part and, you know, it didn't end up rhyming with what I thought it was going to.
All right, well, that's the end of the competitors. And we have three shadows. Let's buzz through those. The